This is Vernon Creek, I have a whole set of clubs out there also. I've got a set of them, but I have a whole set of clubs out there too. I'm sure they check that. It's a McGregor's. Chairman Bush is out there this week, so I'll give you the whole one.
We're going to change the clubs for the King's Games. It's a special size, it's a presidential seal on that. They have two others currently. I have seen the rest of the address. I know that he's given me a number, but you've given some away.
I'm on that in the 34th. There are also fine on the third floor. They'll find that there's clubs. I think there's some that are not even in a bag.
Yes, sir.
Not non-matchments, but there's some that...
Miscellaneous clubs. This is what I don't mean to say, or mean that, doesn't mean that.
I mean, a full set of clubs in boxes that are not matchments. There's one of those, I think. Well, you've got to send one set of feet. Either same, but I know there's another set of Vernon Creek. I just know I remember playing up in the last time. There are two sets out there. There's an old set of old graders, and then there's a set of new ones in Max Alton. See if the old set's still out there. See or if it's gone.
Or is it?
We got to send. I need another set of them. And when that gets well done, we just hit the lighthouse and we send the Michael Palmer set down to it.
Exactly. Set.
If we send one, there's enough. Marlon Palmer, we could send a different set down. Either he or Anderson or Rumsfeld, and he said, you gotta come on. He said, fine. He said, you gotta get out of Illinois. He says, no, I'm gonna do it in the Rock for a while. I said, no, I said, I don't advise that. It's a bad idea, but he insisted. So I said, okay, look in the NATO. He's in NATO. I said, well, when are you gonna decide whether you're gonna run it? I said, well, I can only tell you that you better damn well decide what you're going to do soon enough so that somebody else doesn't come in and preempt the field or so that you don't have a primary. He said he wouldn't know. A fellow who was the great one of the recruiters, Bob Galvin, good man, I saw him when I was staying there. Bob Galvin says, who's he going to be? The senator, I said, he told me. He said, why not? I said, well, fine. But I said, now, it's where it gets down all for. He says, that in my view, Stevenson can be beaten. I think he would man be beaten. I would lean to Rumsfeld. I think Rumsfeld would be a better senator for us than Anderson, but that is not important. It's the main thing is anybody's better than Stevenson. Anderson's a very capable fellow. Rumsfeld's a very capable fellow. Rumsfeld has then, he cannot sit over there in Europe until November and not decide. So I'll leave it to you. He's going to join. Now, Bobby Allen, I think, could be a key to this because he's a hell of a money raiser. You know, he represents that thing, and maybe you can talk to him. But what you tell Anderson is say, well, the president has no commitment. He said Rumsfeld before he left, and he gave that he'd like to run. The president says, well, if you're going to run, you better decide soon. And if you do, naturally, I would support you. But the president speaks, thinks very highly of Anderson.
Sure.
I said, frankly, I think either man, but I don't want to get in the primary. That's what I put.
Well, that's all we need to tell him. He was saying, look, if there's a commitment, if the president, I understand. You know, John's a decent fellow. Let alone this one. But he,
I don't care about votes.
Yeah.
He's a very able man.
Yeah, he's a decent man. He said, look, if the president had a commitment to her, just whisper it to me. I'll say it a hell of a way.
No, there's no commitment. Because I said, Bob, Don, I said, you're going to go. I said, you've got to decide early because somebody else is going to go. And I said, I can't get anything. I said, I am funny that you could say it. I would be enthusiastic about either one in the center. I think the main thing is that Romney ought to decide, is he going to go? And I thought he ought to go. I don't think he can wait that long. And that I think that he, Anderson, and you ought to push him and make him decide.
We do want to see. I'm not sure, given this, that Anderson will say to Anderson, might say on that. Well, look, okay, that's all I want to know, and I'll take him on. Now, of course,
no problem.
Now, this is the
just like that. No problem. If he goes, well, let me put it this way. I think you've got to tell Anderson. If he goes, I would not enter any primary. I would mention California. I would not enter the primary.
Well, if I tell him that that's all he really wants to know, yeah, then I will also tell him.
No, I think really that it's a shame that the two got together, and I wish I would hope they were going
to work out. All right,
so Anderson, you see, he's got a good position on the House. He may not be able to do it without because he's maybe too liberal for some of the guys,
isn't that?
And yet he's got the brains to do it without.
And he's a hell of a candidate because he's so damn articulate. All agree being articulate means that. The second point is Dan Cahill thing. I don't want to be seen to be the guy dragging my feet, but I talked to Mitchell as you talked. Mitchell said, look, I asked him about this IRS matter earlier when we got into it and checked it with the IRS, arm's length, not saying why. Without boring you with the details of it, there's a fellow named McCrane who is the state treasurer. His son-in-law got involved in a race track business, and they cashed at the racetrack certain contributions. They laundered them through the racetrack window, and these campaign contributions ended up in Cahill's campaign. I think this is the stuff that Charlie Sandman was referring to. The state treasurer's son-in-law or whatever has not yet been referred to the Justice Department, but two compadres have for prosecution. This could get this will get out all over the paper if it goes the other way. And, but here's what Mitchell and I think might be all right, in as much as Holton is pushing so damn hard. But what Holton wants you to do is to say, I got to get an incumbent governor and I'm for it. What I think we should do is try to say, now look, Sam Mantenna, he supported the president. The president has said he can't get involved in primaries. Come down there, talk about some New Jersey matter, spending matter, tax matter, governor matter, find Cole to give him something, and then get some kind of an understanding out of them that that's how they lead. Now, I'm not sure we can do it because Holton's so headstrong, he's pushing, and he did a nice job for you up on the hill. But I just worry that this thing, that we get too close for your sake to this kind of racetrack thing, will want from the president to endorse him or do something like this, you know. So Mitchell says, see him, but don't endorse him. I say, see him, but don't endorse him. Holden says, see him, but goddamn, we want to have endorse him.
I can't endorse him. I'm a responsible man against him. I'm a responsible man, Joe, because
all right.
I don't endorse her insult if there's a responsible man against
him.
The closest one, basically, I would not push to endorse him. If Finch goes for the Senate, I would have to be. I would be for Finch against anything on the trail out there. Every time George Hyatt gets a chance, I kick Robert. Kelly and yes, and I kick Brown and yes, because they are likely to sit back and work too much on incumbents.
Well, you've got Remus there now. The thing I got to get where we had a good meeting yesterday, we're moving in on it, we're focusing on it. There's a meeting tomorrow where Bob Wilson conceivably will announce to the campaign committee getting out. I just talked to Ford about it. And Michael's got the votes. Michael's going to win. He has talked to Brad, he's asked him to stay. Bud has said, hell no, I'm not going to stay. The main thing is once we get it structurally changed, we need Brown, he's good, he's able, but we get someone out.
Maybe he's also got it, so Brown's got a chance to stay out too. You can't take all of that, but Wilson's stay out.
Well, he'll change it for him. I'm afraid Michael might not, but what I'd like to do is if Michael gets it, to have a little session, just Brock and Michael and me with you.
Right.
And if Bud stays on as campaign guy, fine. Just do it for 15 minutes and say, now look.
Well, I'll tell Michael basically, you know, listen, your job will be to get your colleagues, your incumbents elected, and get Brown the job, get new candidates.
Yeah, and work closely with Bush and
that other issue. Yeah, the election, which I said you can't do. I think I'm incorrect.
So. Oh, he's doing it. Well, Michael's done basically lazy on this stuff, and he's in it basically. But he, in a way, he'd be better with Michael, because then he has told me, I'll work fully with you. See, they don't want us to obliterate the identity of the House committee, and yet he wants somebody to do the work, and we're staffed up to do the work for him. But he just needs that
credit.
Yeah, he needs.
So, I don't have the credit, and I don't have the identity, but you've got to do it. And then I'm glad that Brown is finally making an analysis of the age factor on the
element
of theirs. And then, of course, getting the people in. Because I told you, George, take a good look at some of the women around.
The other ones, I got to
do it. South Carolina. Be sure you use them, people like that. And I find that out in the country. More good finding candidates than guys sitting here in Washington. One of the worst things that I've found are field men in Washington. The reason being is that they go in there, so God damn, unfamiliar with the local districts there.
Yeah.
They're not much out. If you've got a call like a man who lives in an area and is moving around, you're likely to be able to get his ear closer to the ground than somebody else. Another thing that I strongly urge, if you could also, George, keep in close touch with the best of the state chairman, with the best of the financial leaders, many times, frankly, like I mentioned about, I would rather get his judgment on my mind than bless Aaron's judgment.
Sure.
I really would.
We're getting rid of the state chairman.
Calvin is established, I'm saying. He's established, and he'd know, and he's a goer. If he decides to go, and I'm California, and so we've got a few hot shots out there.
Well, I think that'll work out, and I'll, on the money thing, that money, it sits there, everybody, every state chairman, every national committee of re-election has all that money. We need this, we need that, and I think we need a plan, we need something that
well,
you are
on. I'm trying to get some candidates.
Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay.
That's it. It's already been, it is designated for candidates for the House. New candidates for us. That's what I would say. Absolutely. You decided that that's what to go for. To elect the Republicans of the House of Representatives here in 1934. That's not a lot damn quick. $4 million, $3 million is nothing. And you start spreading it around. Mainly House, that's what you're going to do. Senate's too expensive.
I think if we can get the word to Maury or somebody, you guys can't do it. Because he's got all these schemes about a trust fund and beginning of some back to the party. They're not schemes. I mean, he's just thinking.
They all turn it back to the party. That won't give you a
problem. You know, it just means that money they wouldn't rent.
That's right. They get the money. We don't want to. I think it should be candidates. That's my view of it. And that's what it is. It's a candidate trust fund.
Oh,
the idea of giving money back to this state or that state or the other one. I think that's a bad idea. Oh, sure, Michigan will need it. Somebody else will say they have a deficit. Somebody else said they send it more than they got.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Just say, we're going to do it in candidates. Policy.
Right. It's going to need, this one is going to need a word from you because it's separate from just to Bob Holden or something. Look, I told you this is for a moment. You got my.
I'll tell you.
It's not fun. I'm kind of glad.
Why? Look, you've got a much better job. Up there, look.
I love
your politics. What this is instead of what you do matters here. Now, Brandon, what you do that you have matter a little, but yeah. Not a whole lot.
I do that.
That's the point. And I'm going to be part of the action.
Yeah.
Your name is well.
Here you go. You'll get some more for it, Curtis.
But you know, the deep end, you know,
the thing that kills me about this damn job is all the changes. She doesn't like her. How do you appoint him? He's so this. And I fired two or three of them up there, and they know. But this is the real big thing.
One that I hate in here, I got to find ambassadors. More I start to do some big financial areas. Some of them, Christ can be pretty fine. Well, I can't do
financial.
I don't want to tell them about it. But when I go to home, I'm going to see, they get home in a bad rap because I don't take the, I make him better. So they say, you son of a bitch. That's exactly what I tell them. I'm not going to play with him. I'll pay tomorrow on this ambassador to Germany. I can't do it.
You know, the word you said, the word that gets me is there were some, maybe he's talked to you about, but this thing where a couple of those guys were popping off, look, I was told if I give this money, while they're, and it's, you know, some idiot after channel, if you give me the money, and I'll see you're this, well, can't go along. They got to sign an affidavit, it didn't happen. These domains are because of everything else, you're grilling, and I think you're absolutely right.
All right, I think it was very good.
Well, I checked it, and I told Bill's request, talked to Jerry Jones. I said, Jerry, man, I'm having the same talk like this around. The president is ill-served by having a man consider this talking that way. I don't care how much he gave, because...
Bill took the kiss of the ass and gave him his money back.
Something like that, because it would be...
It would be a vessel.
But Bill said it would be darn
embarrassing about that thing.
Well, thanks,
he's a servant, but...
Okay. We'll see you, sir. Thanks,
Goodbye. Don't let him worry you down on all those speeches.
No, I haven't been down on it. I've done that, really. I've got to
go ahead. I've understand because I think there's much needed here.
Well, I mean, there's some you got to do. We're kind of going to have Massachusetts of offensive.
Right.
But there's a few we got to do.
Yes. And all you did, I didn't go to the great American. Everybody said you did great.
No, I'll tell you, Mr. President.
I don't go to that.
I came in second to my governor, and I didn't like it, but in a way it was right. Sure. He did well. He did well.
I wanted it. Was,
he did well.
You know why? You know what we wanted? We wanted him to do well.
He did well.
Because, well, I heard that he did. But the point is, we wanted him to do well, sir. For a reason. We want him flushed. You got to keep him up there as that was regular Democrats and never going to take matters. And he was going down too far. So he does well. And so we get to say he's not that bad. That's just great. William Rutland McGovern, I despise him and he means and the rest. They will never agree. So keep him up. Don't beat McGovern. That's why I don't want you to hit McGovern. Keep McGovern. I'm not pulling.
Okay.
Okay.